NPR publishes most melodramatic pearl-clutching response possible to Trump's 2024 announcement. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 16, 2022. National Public Radio, NPR, claimed that former President Donald Trump inspired a deadly riot and tried to overthrow the 2020 election after he announced his third consecutive bid for the presidency at Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday evening. After months of speculation, Trump confirmed his 2024 run for president during a special announcement event held at his estate. "In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for the President of the United States," Trump told a crowd of supporters. However, NPR blasted Trump shortly after he made his announcement. Donald Trump, who tried to overthrow the results of the 2020 presidential election and inspired a deadly riot at the Capitol in a desperate attempt to keep himself in power, has filed to run for president again in 2024. NPR tweeted along with a link to their coverage on Trump's upcoming presidential candidacy. However, NPR's article omitted the fact that the only person killed at the deadly riot at the Capitol was Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, a Trump supporter who was shot and killed by law enforcement as she tried to climb through a broken window into the House of Representatives. Out of five people who died in connection with the Capitol riot, Babbitt was the only one who was killed. As Breitbart News explained, three were protesters who died of unrelated causes. One Capitol police officer, Brian Sicknick, passed away after the Capitol riot, but his death was not caused by the riot, as the media initially claimed, but rather by natural causes. NPR's article also failed to mention the FBI reportedly found scant evidence that Trump planned the Capitol riot as a means to overthrow the government. The FBI has found scant evidence that the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol was the result of an organized plot to overturn the presidential election result, according to four current and former law enforcement officials, Reuters reported. NPR's coverage also ignored Trump's acquittal before the U.S. Senate during his second impeachment trial for allegedly inciting an insurrection. Social media users quickly fired back at NPR's attempt to link Trump to the January 6 Capitol riots. One user called on the outlet to retract the disinformation. Yet another example of the absurdity of left-wing blustering over misinformation, journalist Chad Felix Green tweeted. "This is the funniest tweet of the night," Elijah Schaefer jokingly responded. Other users called attention to NPR's taxpayer-funded status and called on the outlet to be defunded. "Defund NPR," the Columbia Bugle argued. "Taxpayer-funded at NPR would like you to know they are an unbiased news source, separate from the regime currently in power," one user jokingly said. "State-funded media source sending state-sponsored messages," one user noted. "NPR should never ever be considered a news organization. This post is repugnant, factually incorrect, and something that's actually worse than propaganda pushed by communists. Disgusting," talk show host Joe Pagliarulo tweeted. "Trump should sue for all they're worth." Earlier this year, Trump sat down with NPR for what was supposed to be a 15-minute interview, but the former president ended the interview after 9 minutes. In addition, while in the White House, Trump proposed multiple budgets that would have cut all federal funding for NPR. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.